and I decided that life was too short to be miserable.
Really?
James started chewing on one of his olives.
Yeah.
One of the mediums was right here in Chicago, and she started telling me things that only my dad knew.
And you believed her?
He was understandably skeptical.
I never would have believed any of this if I hadn't experienced it for myself, I said.
I didn't give her my last name before I went in because I didn't want her to Google me. And she relayed an exact conversation that I had had with my dad when he was alive. Nobody was there for that conversation except myself and my dead father, so I don't know how she could have gotten the information.
James seemed interested.
You're a journalist. You probably know when you're being bullshitted, right?
I'd like to think so, yes.
We sat there for a moment. James ordered another drink. He was on his third, and we'd only been there for about 45 minutes. I've met a lot of people who have gifts most people don't truly accept or understand, I said. I'm just starting to think that maybe we don't have all the answers yet, so I keep asking questions. Part of me felt like I was 16 years old again, worried that the most popular boy at school wouldn't invite me to the keg party. What if James thought I'd totally lost my mind? But then I noticed something click, as if it were safe to share what he was about to say.
You know, I don't really talk about this much, but I've had some experiences, he said.
Experiences?
Well, for me, it's always been with colors. I see colors around people, he said, almost whispering.
You mean auras? I asked.
Some people call it that, yeah. It's really helped me, especially in business.
Oh my God, the homecoming king sees auras?
He sipped his cocktail to see how I would react to what he was telling me.
Go on, I smiled.
If someone has brown or gray energy, I won't work with them, he said. Purple, green, or yellow, then it's a done deal. My closest friends have violet energy.
James was very successful. Whatever he did with technologies had gotten him a very high title within his company.
How long have you been able to see colors and energy? I asked.
Since I was about 8, he said in a matter-of-fact tone.
No shit.
Everything is energy, so everything has a color. Even the trucks in the street, he said, pointing to a delivery van outside.
That is so incredible. Do you know that people spend decades taking classes and meditating in hopes of being able to do what you can do naturally?
I'd been questing myself for several years, interviewing every woo-woo author I could get my hands on, trying yoga, energy work, and intuition workshops. I'd been to drum circles, sweat lodges, spirituality conferences, even angel seminars. And after all that, I wasn't seeing any fucking colors, okay? I was just exhausted.
James took a big sip of his drink.
I interviewed a psychic who drank a 12-pack a day, I said, trying to lighten the mood. She told me it was to help quiet her gift because sometimes she didn't want to deal with it.
James let out a nervous laugh. He could sense my concern with his midday boozing.
I'm finding out that there are a lot more people out there like you than you'd think, I said, trying to let him know that this seeing energy stuff was not a curse. It's an incredible thing to be able to do what you do.
James just stared at me. I wondered what he saw.
Do you see any colors around me? I asked.
Yes, you've got yellow coming from all sides, he said without hesitation, as if he was giving me the weather forecast.
Yellow? Is that good?
But there's a slight sadness in your eyes, he said.
They're gray.
I started to panic that James could read my thoughts too. If he could see auras, then maybe he could sense that I was scared about my career. I did my best to look away and not make eye contact. Feeling my discomfort, he quickly changed the subject.
When you were on stage in high school, you were bright yellow and violet, he said.
You saw me in plays?
I was afraid I was going to start blushing. While I had been in all the school productions, I didn't think a jock like James took notice.
Of course, he said. You are a natural. Do you ever think about getting back into it?
Funny he should bring that up. I had just been talking to one of my girlfriends about turning my first book into a one-woman show. It had always been a dream of mine.
I've thought about it, yeah.
You should do it. When I mentioned it just now, you lit up, literally.
He laughed.
Oh, shit, now he can see me light up?
You know, that medium I was talking about who supposedly saw my dad? Well, she says being intuitive is like playing the piano. Everyone has the ability to strike a key, but some can only play chopsticks, and other people are Mozart. It's different levels, but everyone has it. I felt like...